That's it. 50 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
Good morning tradition on Air America Radio. We're going to put this thing down here.
Hey, Mark.
What?
Hey, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
we have that angry liberal guy from that group NAMBLA.
No.
Or is it Balls Now?
I don't know.
Anyway, he's on line one.
I guess we got to talk to him. All right. Hey, buddy. How's the revolution going?
Oh, okay, Mark. Well, now you're mocking me, and I don't appreciate it. And you know what? I'm thinking the revolution might not be for you, okay?
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. You're right. Go ahead and say it. I'll pretend I haven't heard it and that it's terribly exciting. Go ahead.
Okay. Get into the zone. Okay. Mark?
Yes?
Are you ready to join the revolution?
Whoa. Not really, no. I mean, wait. You supposedly have this group whose mission it is to hit the conservatives with the same dirty tactics they use on us, you know, lies, misinformation, and you know, you guys really haven't done anything yet. It's a lot of empty threats, and you don't follow through. I mean, you can't even put together a decent name for your group. First it was NAMBLA, and then what was it? It was Balls. Come on, man. Just write the acronym out and make sure it doesn't suck.
We are no longer called NAMBLA or Balls.
Okay.
We are now called the Progressive Underground Destabilization League.
Oh, okay. See, right there. Get a pen and write that acronym out. All right, do it. Are you doing it?
Okay. P-U-D... L.
And what's that spell? Poodle. Hi, I'm from the big scary liberal attack group, Poodle. It's not working for me, man.
The name is not important. Only the mission is important.
What mission? You're a joke, man. Have you done anything to attack the conservatives besides calling me and telling me you're going to attack the conservatives?
Oh, yes, Mark. Just this morning, I surfed the interweb and looked into the possibility of spamming and what is called the trolling of blogs. No one is safe from the vengeance of Poodle! You're right. We should rethink that name. That was the first time I said it out loud. Thanks for the tip on that one.
Come on, man. Spamming, trolling, none of that stuff got you out of your bedroom. Do you guys even have an office space? I mean, if someone were to send me to the Poodle headquarters, where would I go?
The nature of our organization, Mark, dictates we remain fluid at all times.
Oh, okay.
You see, a headquarters is a target, and we have too many enemies. But if I can trust you...
Yeah, you can trust me. You called. You obviously trust me.
Okay. Today, and only today, I might be contacted during business hours at the Paramus Mall Lady Foot Locker. When you call, you'll probably get Stan unless he's with a customer. Then just wait a couple of minutes and call back. If Stan can't find me, I might be having a Jamba Juice or outside smoking or in the bathroom. I suffer from IBS. Then there's the possibility I might be downstairs with a record explosion courting Wanda, who also shares my keen interest in world music, particularly Afroprop from Senegal. You know what? Forget Stan. He's a lazy bastard. Instead, call information. Ask for the number of the Crabtree and Evelyn next door. Your contact there will be Lila. She's responsible, not like Stan. When I receive your message, I will call you back from a secure line, and then guess what happens?
What?
Revolution, that's what happens!
You keep telling us that.
Hey, asshole, I need the Great Puma Cross Trainer 7.5, and today would be super!
What is that?
Mark, this line isn't secure. Maybe it would be better if we just kept it at me contacting you.
I'm supposed to be on break now, Tom, now!
Okay, I heard you. Tom is my code name. It changes every 3 hours.
Okay, Tom. Well, why don't you call me back next week? Maybe your group will actually do something in the next 7 days.
Oh, you'll be hearing from Poodle. Right, my bad, name change. You'll be hearing from the aforementioned group whose name will change that dwells in the bowels of the Paramus Mall Lady Foot Locker, crafting our plan for the decimation of the conservative propaganda machine. We will.
Please deposit 65 cents.
Dang it, Mark. I don't have...
Well, I hope he calls back.
Yeah,
he sounds like they're really doing the big work out there, and it's important that we have groups like that, you know, making progress. Right.
Next time, tell him use his cell phone or something. All right. Does he have a cell?
The revolution.
No, I guess not.
Oh my God.
That would just be another concession to corporate America.
It kills me. All right.